This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Begin to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Cape Cod, Massachusetts right now, friends. Talking about a bill that has been passed through the House in the state of Minnesota. This has been going on, friends, for some time as your eyes are diverted over to the southern border. This is happening in 13 different states, including Minnesota. I want to let Minnesotans know that this has not been passed in Minnesota, but they're giving the illusion that it has been passed. As well, understanding Tim Walz, who is calling for a sanctuary state and working hand in glove with Muslim terror tide Keith Ellison. And with that said, friends, also keep in mind that when they began, of course, they forethought what's going on here, and they foreseen exactly what they meant to do strategically. The Minnesota House votes to allow driver's license for immigrants in the country illegally. Folks, the way that these people talk out of both sides of their mouth is just second to none. It's also interesting to note how they are continuously leveling the left against the right throughout these proceedings. And the fact of the matter is I'm trying to point you over to the law, friends, that says what they're doing is completely criminal, it's treasonous, and they need to be removed, and they need to be individually dealt with. They need to be impeached, and then they need to be prosecuted for their crimes against the United States Constitution. And you can go over and check that out on Article 2, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution. Now, with that said, I also want you to understand how this is premeditated. Because if you remember right, in the state of Minnesota, and again, keep in mind, this is happening across the boards. Keith Ellison has named the man who will be his chief deputy when he takes office. This was a month before him taking office. Minnesota Attorney General-elect, they said, just forget about all the voter fraud. Just forget about the fact that there's only 120,000 Muslims in the state of Minnesota. And keep in mind, he got over 1 million votes. But yet, when you look at the map, you can see clearly, friends, that it is red, except in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. Okay? And also keep in mind that many Muslims were busted voting over and over and over again several times. Now, knowing the crimes that Keith Ellison has committed, I don't think there is a conversation I could have with anybody where I could just strike up a conversation at a gas station and ask the question as to, did you vote for Keith Ellison? Are you one that was responsible for helping him in, knowing he's a cop killer, knowing that he abused his girlfriends, knowing that he has got several tickets, knowing that he's receiving money from the Muslim Brotherhood, knowing that he's receiving money from international criminal George Soros? Of course, there's not a person here that's going to say yes. But what begs the question is how did he get over 1 million votes, friends? Praising cop killers, the police, the head of the police department in the state of Minnesota came forward and said, we do not support him as the attorney general. But yet again, he's there. What's going on behind closed doors? I want to tell you what, friends. This was shared with me just yesterday on the phone on the way out here. Minnesota and these 13 states are being tested, and what they said about the state of Minnesota is that the constituents in the state of Minnesota are weaklings. Okay? They're weaklings. And what comes to my aid is the communist tactic that if you feel mush, proceed. They're feeling the mush of Minnesota's to proceed in taking the state in the direction that they want, as well as the 12 other states. See, but the other side of that slogan, that statement used by the communists, is when you feel steel, retreat. When they feel your steel, they'll retreat. The problem is they're not feeling your steel, America. They're feeling your mush, and that's exactly why they are proceeding. Remember, they're only doing what you let them get away with, taking it over to this is about, in particular, me not attacking any particular people, but about us being attacked by a particular people, namely the Muslims in the United States of America. I want you to listen to Abdul El Sayed. He's a candidate for governor of Michigan. He lost. And so did my friend Pat Kolbeck. But he said in front of 144 different reporters, propagandists, useful idiots at Vladimir Lenin, he said, you may not hate Muslims, but Muslims definitely hate you. You know what's interesting, friends? You can find hardly a peep of what he said online. Do you realize that Google and Facebook and Twitter are vetting all information that opposes the Muslims? And I want to tell you why, because again, if you do your due diligence, you will see that Adolf Hitler, attempting to establish the Third Reich, used the Muslims in his army. They had the scimitar on their uniforms, and they also had the swastika. The video is readily available if you'd like to see what I'm telling you is true. But this is nothing new under the sun. And again, I don't mean to reiterate this point, but I must interject. You need to follow the Bush regime in establishing what you're dealing with today, because it's an extension of the Third Reich. Project Paperclip. The list goes on, friends. They took war criminals from Adolf Hitler's regime after they fell, and they brought them over into America to learn from them as to what they did and what did succeed, and obviously to get rid of what didn't succeed. Now, if you think that's way out there, you might want to talk to President Truman. You know the buck stops here, President. He said he would have had nothing to do with the CIA back in 1947. He said that it was, he compared it to the American version of Hitler's Gestapo. Okay? And what is it that the CIA does besides control media on a global scale now? We heard that from Dr. Udo Lufkot. What do they do? It's their job to destabilize countries. Why? So they continuously create warfare to bring about change. What's happening in the United States of America? Mark my words. They're bringing illegals into the United States of America. And keep in mind what the New Zealand Prime Minister said. He said that the underbelly of the Muslims in New Zealand is militant. I just got done sharing with you some information that was sent over to me concerning arsenal and arms, gun runners, and their furniture coming in through, I believe it was the state of Florida, where they dissected the furniture and found arms, military-style rifles, being brought in with Muslim migrants into the United States of America. Folks, you're under siege, but that shouldn't surprise you due to the fact that you have 35 jihadi camps in the United States of America, and Americans just want to forget all about it, and they want to put all their trust into a man that's not doing a thing about the problems that they must address. So what we're going to do when I come back, friends, I'm going to come back and I want to ask you what's happening in your world today. And then what I want to do is I want to go across the board and I want to give you headline news in one day, what's going on. And I want to ask you what's going on. And when you get a moment, you give me a call and you tell me, 1-866-582-9933.
You have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com. Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Broadcasting live out of none other than Cape Cod in Massachusetts right now. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, I want to just kind of pause here for a moment because I want you to understand something about this ministry which is different than anybody else across the country. We've been fortunate enough to be called by God to live out his will, and sharing things with people in the sense of prevention is better than cure. Dealing with the issues before we deal with the fallout doesn't make any sense. Here, for example, they have these windy roads going out in the West Coast. I've seen them. I've got the hat and the T-shirt. And they noticed that cars were going over the end of the cliff to crash at the bottom to their own destruction. See, the warning signs were removed. And they noticed cars were going over the end of the cliff and crashing at the bottom to their own destruction. You know what their version of love was concerning that concerned committee that wanted to remedy the problem? They said, let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. This is the same exact mentality the American people have. My ministry is as popular as the Word of God today. How many times I go into hotels, literally thousands of times. The first things my kids will do will walk in and grab the Bible. I think we've seen probably three hotels where they didn't have Bibles. And when you pick up these Bibles, they've never been touched. My ministry is as popular as that Bible. You know, the Word of God concerning the Rock of Ages, it endures forever. And the fact of the matter is you're either going to come to terms with what's going on by responding to the truths found in the Word of God, or you're going to fall to judgment. In America, you've chosen judgment. And I know that there are some people out there that still just, you know, they say they don't believe. It doesn't matter if you believe or not. It doesn't matter if you believe in trucks. If you stand in front of a truck, does it matter? If I say to you, get out of the way, and you say to me, well, I don't believe that that truck's going to hit me. Let me tell you, it's going to hit you. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. It's not a fear tactic. Common sense comes into play. Move so the truck doesn't hit you. In other words, you have to act so you don't get taken out. Right? It's interesting, throughout history, the Rock of Ages, the lighthouse is there, no matter how bad the storms concerning judgment. No matter how many times men need to learn from history all over again, at the cost of everything, in many cases their lives and their souls, because they refused to repent, number one. They refused to respond, number two. And I can give you scriptural reference every step of the way concerning everything I'm telling you, and I usually do. The Lord said that if you go aside from any of his words, which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them, that includes your favorite politicians and your favorite political party, okay? But it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken, listen carefully unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe painstakingly, to do all of his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. This is exactly what's happening today. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15. Let me tell you and go into great specificity really quick, okay? Just so you can understand where we're at today before I start kicking off this next part or portion of hour two of the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them, and you shall flee before them seven ways, and shall be removed into all kingdoms of the earth. It's not going to be the foreigners that are going to be removed anymore, America. It's going to be you. Okay? And this is what we're beginning to see right now in this country. Going to Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, what does it tell us? It tells us that the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. Before this new administration came in, I said you could have had the holiest of men put into that office, which, by the way, I'm not even comparing a holy man of God with Donald Trump in any sense of the word. Remember, Donald said he never did anything wrong. He never had a need to repent. Well, the Bible clearly tells us in 1 John that he that saith he is without sin is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment as well. I told you that the agenda is going to go forward because my Father is the governor of all nations. He is, not man. I don't care how much lip service and strength you want to give to your enemies that are destroying countries on a global scale. They're not the ones that are in control. If you look at over in Europe, for example, right now, they were systematically destroyed by corrupt men that country allowed corrupt men to destroy. Okay? The first thing they did was demoralize them. Hello, America. Once you lose your union with Christ and obedience to him because of your love for him, well, guess what happens? You become an easy prey to control. And that's where we're at today. Okay? And now we're going in steps concerning judgment. Read Leviticus 26, starting in 15, and you'll begin to see how the Lord begins to take judgment in steps. You are now in steps. Things are not going to get better. I don't care what the President of the United States of America says. You're going to come back to the Word of God on this. No matter what he says, you can rest assured God is doing through judgment. Until America turns their face towards heaven and repents before a just and a holy law, individually, Acts 20, verse 21, Acts 2, 38, nothing's going to change in this country. I'm just here to remind you of that. And if that makes you mad, that's okay. You can hate your best friend all you want, but you're going to remember your best friend, and hopefully not before it's too late or after the fact. Because, America, you're provoking a living God by tolerating the crimes of criminals in your government today. You are. through your tolerance, you're provoking God because you're failing to keep his commandments and dealing with them. And it shows you the lack of gratitude that you have for the sacrifice. It shows you a lack of gratitude concerning the freedoms that have been blood-bought in the natural, first starting in the spiritual, 1 Peter 3:18. I mean, this is just, it's so over the top. But yet, you know what, the older generation, if I have younger people listening to me right now, you know what the older generation does? They listen to the truth of this message, and I'm pointing and making reference to the Constitution, to the Word of God, to the Word of God, to the Constitution, to judging men by their fruit. But you know what they do? They're trying to figure out why they're caught up into this game. They give it just a short amount of time. They'll complain about it with their lip service, but they won't lay a finger to put a stop to it. And then they go back to their old talking points, and then they wonder why they're in trouble in this country. Okay? The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Is that happening today? Why, yes, it is. In verse 49, did this happen? And by the way, this has been incrementally happening for a long time. You are losing your sovereignty little by little through administration after administration. And it doesn't matter if they're Democrats or Republicans, friends. You're losing your liberties to the United Nations that was created by your government after World War II because League of Nations failed under Woodrow Wilson concerning World War I. Okay? Just telling you the truth of the matter, okay? It tells us that the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand. Do you need me to get a little bit more specific with what's going on here? Because I'm setting a premise for what I'm going to talk about in just a moment. A nation of a fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. This is the fruit of a disobedient nation, period. That's just what it is. And the Lord said, because you didn't serve him with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. But the Lord said, in response to your disobedience, therefore shall you serve your enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee. Do you know that 68% of illegals coming into the United States of America are on welfare? In other words, they are federal government is illegally taking your tax dollars and allocating it to illegals. You shut down the welfare department, friends, I'll tell you what, they're not going to come into the United States of America. Did you know that 68% are on cash welfare? I believe it's 93% of the Muslims alone are on food stamps. So why wouldn't they come? I mean, how do you allure a deer to come into a field? You got to lay down food for it, right? Or you got to lay your snare. You got to put a little food in there, something that's appealing. How do you catch a rat? You got to put a little sweet poison on top of that trap, don't you? It's exactly what's happening with them. But it's a part of God's perfect judgment upon a disobedient nation. We're going to come right back and I'm going to explain further. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump this afternoon addressed the Republican Jewish Coalition.
When I spoke to you as a candidate 3 years ago, America's economy was stagnant.
our military was depleted, and the relationship between the United States and Israel was at probably the lowest point in history. Now, just 3 years later, I stand before you as the President of the United States to report, under Republican leadership, America's economy is the hottest anywhere in the world, and it's not even close. Our military will soon be more powerful than ever before, and the incredible bond between the United States and Israel has never been stronger than it is right now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Into the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm going to get over to a brand new piece here during the last two segments of the show today. I also want to let you know that we're broadcasting live out of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. We're getting ready to do a event in Canton, Ohio. It's called Occupy 2019. Check it out when you get a moment. I believe it's sold out at this point, but if you'd like to, you can still cross-check what I'm telling you. I hope I'm not raining on anybody's numbers over there, but the fact of the matter is that was the last word that I had, is that we are booked up. But again, Occupy 2019, check it out. There may be some cancellations. You might want to squeeze in there. Do so, friends. I'm looking forward to meeting some of you people out there as well. Occupy 2019. Again, last two segments, 1-866-582-9933. I want to get over to this because I was just highlighting the fact that when you go to the Word of God, because we're going to come to it one way or another. Thank you, Lord. Have you ever been to Holocaust Center in Washington, D.C.? Just to prove the point, have you ever been to the Holocaust Center in Israel? I was actually at both of them, one in Israel and in Washington, D.C. And you walk through these rooms and seeing the crimes that were committed against these people were just heinous. I mean, cutting their body parts, doing testings on them, heinous crimes. I mean, just look to the SS and the crimes that they committed against those people and children as well, okay? And it's interesting to note that they have judgment scriptures throughout these Holocaust centers. They acknowledge the Word of God where the Lord said, if you don't do this, then this is what I'm going to do. To a T. Just to prove the point. You know, it's interesting, when I was in Israel and we were going to the Holocaust Center, it was interesting to note that what they do there, because you have to serve mandatorily in the military, you have to serve for 2 years. And I remember seeing, when I was in Israel in 1992 as a young punk, I remember seeing a young lady that was in the military walk through the Holocaust Center with tears in her eyes, running down her face. She was angry, as was she sorrowful. And rightfully so. They sign at the end of going through the Holocaust Center in Israel, they will sign a decree that this will never happen again to them. How many people in this country have no clue as to how a dictator works? I can tell you, and it's real simple, they break the law. Their sons and their daughters of Belial, they don't follow the rule of law. And again, let me remind you, Americans, those that serve we the people are to uphold the law, to restrain men from law. That is the verbiage from our forefathers, to restrain men from violating God's moral law, called the ecclesiastical law, called the canon law. That's what our forefathers established in this country. Now it's completely out of sight and out of mind by a good portion of you nomads that don't know the difference. And you don't care to know the difference. But again, let me remind you, you will sooner or later. Because the scripture is very threatening when it comes to disobedience. One of the points that I wanted to make during the last segment was, and I started to highlight it, was in Deuteronomy 28, verse 36. And we've seen this bold-facedly with Barack Hussein Obama, who is a sodomite, who is a foreigner. He admitted it himself on several occasions, by the way. But when he was out of office, he went over to his foreign lands, to Kenya, and he said that he was the first Kenyan president in the United States of America. And, of course, when I wrote about it, the shares went through the roof. Oh, we didn't know that. We didn't know that because, you know, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck, they didn't want to pick up that birther issue. They didn't want to be called names for telling the American people that he's a foreign plant. Yet you had Sheriff Joe Arpaio and his investigative team over and over and over again tell the American people that his birth certificate was fraudulent from A to Z. But nobody wanted to hear anything about that because Rush didn't say anything about it. And if Rush doesn't say anything about it, I'll tell you what, there's nothing to get up in arms all about, right? No, that's why you're in trouble. That's why you're in trouble. They're not the standard, friends. The Word of God is the standard, period. The Word of God is the standard, period. Listen to this. Deuteronomy 28:36. Did you see this boldfacedly, friends? The Lord shall bring thee and your king, your president. There's no title of nobility here. Article 1, Section 7, I believe. Or it may be Section 9. Article 1, Section 9. Article 1, Section 7 or 9. It's one of the two. But there's no title of nobility here in the United States of America. But you get the point. The Lord shall bring thee and your representatives, what you shalt, it says, King James Version, set over you, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there thou shalt serve other gods, wood and stone. Which explains Barack Hussein Obama, him stacking the Department of Homeland Security with homosexuals first, and then the Muslim Brotherhood, and that's exactly what he did. And by the way, they're still there today. As well, friends, it also explains Keith Ellison. It explains Ilhan Omar. It explains Rashida Tlaib. It explains almost 90 other said representatives for Sharia law that are now incumbency in the United States government, mysteriously. And they are blatantly acting out in a subversive manner, which is completely illegal. Okay? Okay? So either you're going to deal with it or you're going to succumb to it. There is no in-betweenites. Also going over to Deuteronomy 28 and talking about specificity, and I can go on and on and on and on here. But in 58 it says, if you will not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear the glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God. Now, for some of those that want to say, well, this is a thing of the past, I want to tell you, you are incorrect. My wife's grandma who almost made it to 100 years young, died 2 years ago. And she said all the way up until 1962, every Sabbath, these are the words that she used, every Sabbath day in American churches throughout the United States, 300,000 pulpits were preaching the law and the prophets. The law and the prophets. Hey, folks, if you obey natural law, you remain free, right? But what happens if you break natural law? You're going to be incarcerated. Common sense comes into play. Unless you want to make Jesus a minister of sin, far be it from you, friend, to be guilty of doing something like that. Look at the pharmaceuticals on the rise. You know, hey, folks, there's no money being made on healthy people. They need dependent sick people, don't they? I mean, take that and ally that to chemtrails, where the Bible talks about in judgment that he would spray down powder upon the people. And there would be pestilence that would cleave unto the people, and he would bring about plagues. Oh, boy, God would never do that. Really? You know, if you look at Leviticus 26, verse 15, starting there, it also talks about how he would appoint those that hate you to rule over you. And it also says, if you don't want to listen to me, I will also appoint terror over you. Hey, folks, God's going to have his way one way or another. You're going to have to meet him on his terms, because he's not going to meet you on your terms. That's clear, okay? And for anybody to suggest that they're just going to turn and ignore the problems that they've been obligated and commanded by God to deal with, as if those problems are just going to go away, you've got another thing coming, folks, because, again, common sense comes into play here, does it not? Yes, it does. Read 61, Deuteronomy 28, read that one as well. And also listen to 63, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you. And to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. Now, I can just hear, here's an answer back for somebody. But, you know, Jesus loves us. Yes, he does. And he doesn't desire that anybody should perish. He desires that all should come to the knowledge of the truth. But that's on you, not on him. You know, I think of how many people, I think of Whitney Houston singing, Jesus loves me. And how many of these alleged pop stars and movie stars are talking about and promulgating a false gospel, using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Galatians 5, read it when you get a moment. That Jesus loves you. Yes, he does. He loved you so much he died on the cross through a demonstration to die for your sin and to bleed it red to redeem you back unto himself. The Bible says he's delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us all into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. But what are you doing with that? Are you living under him who died for you, 2 Corinthians 5:15? Or are you living under yourself? Because if you think that, let me say it this way. The people followed Jesus. Jesus didn't follow the people. And he said, if you follow me, I'll make you to become fishers of men. Not the other way around. Read Mark 16:15 as well. But I want to say this. There's going to be a lot of people that were singing while they were here on this earth, living their own little selfish lives, gaining the world and losing their soul. Jesus loves me. Yep, and now they're in hell because they chose hell. Read Deuteronomy 30:19 when you get a moment. Because they refused to listen to the absolutes and the severity of the word of God. Well, many will say, well, that's austere. Yep, that's exactly what the wicked and slothful servant said about the Lord. And what did the Lord say to him? Destroy him. He made his choice. He refused to hear, and he refused to repent. And the Bible says that we are to redeem the time, friends. And if we want longevity going to the natural now for our children, then we better stand up and fight for them. Because it's not going to just happen. And don't suggest to me, of all people, that's traveling the country over the last 20 years, literally spending myself and my family waking up this country, that God's just going to do it for us. No, he's not. He's not going to do it for us. He wants to prove himself through obedient vessels. Call unto me and I'll answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. But you got to first do, friends, that you might see. I'm going to come right back and I'm going to highlight exactly in the natural what's taking place across the United States of America and the world. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Broadcast of Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Final segment here. We have a lot of people on Top Chat, and Stack has been open, but this is the last segment, and I want to highlight exactly what I'm talking about in the natural, first premising it on the Word of God. Now, with that said, I want you to listen carefully, okay? In Minnesota, we have at the Majid al-Huda Islamic Center in Minneapolis, which is tied to Hamas-linked care. The head imam berating men who have no authority and allow their wives to go uncovered and wear makeup. The media blacks it out, and the feminists are utterly silent on the matter. Isn't this pretty important information for you to have, friends? This is in Minneapolis alone. Also in Minnesota, we have a new task force led by that of Attorney General Keith Ellison. And with that said, friends, the terror-linked Islamic groups, individuals that may soon be able to monitor your speech and enforce blasphemy laws, Hamas-linked care is receiving funds from none other than George Soros in order to illegally criminalize speech. Now, I'm curious, America, did you hear about that? Did you hear about any of that? Because I bet you probably didn't. And if you didn't, you got to begin to ask yourself the question as to why you haven't heard that. Why you haven't heard that. And why the media is silent concerning this issue. In Michigan, we have none other than Rashida Tlaib's district, an American imam, he calls himself, Ahmad Musa Jibril, He's groomed ISIS terrorists throughout the world, but is beyond the FBI's reach. Isn't that interesting how the FBI is silent? And how many times they've been complicit? How many times they've been fingered with helping those that are committing the act of terror, friends? You say that's subversive, really? Yes, you're right. But I'm just telling you what they're guilty of. Jibril is a U.S. citizen of Palestinian descent who holds a degree in the Islamic law from Saudi Arabia. This is happening in Michigan. Did you hear about that, friends? Oh, going back to Rashida Tlaib's district in Detroit, another imam proclaimed, the Jews prostituted their women to increase the Jewish population, killed prophets, and employed usury to gain power. Did you hear about that? Folks, are you beginning to understand the fruit of disobeying God? In Virginia, we have Yasmin Tlaib. She's an illegal from Iran whose family invaded America, an illegal from Iran whose family invaded America, and she's running somehow as the Democratic candidate for state senate in Virginia's 35th district in the 2019 election. How is that happening, friends? Why are they getting a pass? Because God is going to have his way regardless of who's in office, friends. In New York City, after a fire broke out in a mosque, a Jewish synagogue opened its doors to Muslims for Friday prayers. Now, does anybody realize that allowing Islamic prayers in a place consecrates that place for Islam as a sacred space forevermore? This is in America, friends. In Sweden, did you hear about this? A 91-year-old was convicted for making disparaging comments about Islam on Facebook. Sweden is expected to receive more than $800,000 from the European Union, okay, this year to go towards hate crime speech projects. Guess who's behind it? George Soros. Guess who George Soros is funding, friends? Hamas linked care to criminalize speech in the United States of America. Why isn't the president doing anything about this, friends? He's called him out as well. I mean, Americans, especially you Trumpites, you act like he doesn't have the power to deal with them. Oh, yes, he does. He just got done talking during the break about how, you know, again, playing the narcissist, his arrogance and his stupidities. He sounds like a gossip. But did you notice how he's talking about giving himself accolade and now our military is stronger than ever and our union with Jerusalem is stronger than ever? Well, hey, folks, if you remember right, there's an interview out there on George Soros during World War II after Adolf Hitler, his little Third Reich and his reign that lasted for 6 years. Isn't it interesting how he was there plundering the Jews and taking their property? And yet everybody knows this across the borders because I can watch it on video right now. But yet our government does nothing. They're complicit. They're silent. And you feel safe? You know, I mean, I can go down this road. In Austria, Austrian state secretary said, we must not close our eyes. She said, migration flood has imported values such as anti-Semitism, radical Islamism, and those with an image of women we clearly reject. The man becomes owner over a woman. But friends, did you hear anything about this? No. Did you hear about in Vancouver from the CIA-controlled media? Read between the lines of the Vancouver police statement regarding a recent Islamic jihad attack. Okay? There was a terrorist attack. Incendiary devices, bombs to kill unbelievers. Two vices were detonated. Devices. This was a large-scale terrorist attack. Did you hear anything about it? Nope. You didn't. Why? Why is the media giving them cover, friends? Because you're under judgment. In Morocco, we have a jihadi-charged Pope Francis in King Mohammed's motorcade. Pope Francis has repeatedly branded those who oppose mass Islamic migration. He's nothing but a political pawn, by the way, friends. He's branded those who oppose Islamic migration into Europe as unchristian, yet the Pope lives in a walled city within Rome, and he's guarded by armed security and is protected from jihadis. He's also talking about disarmament, friends. Did you hear about that? Did you hear in Germany, friends, the police are powerless and disarmed? Did you know that these countries, these prospective countries that are allowing these migrants to come in, did you know that the police are being disarmed? They got stun guns. I mean, it's some of the most embarrassing footage I've ever seen in my life where you have a little rat with a machete in his hand, a migrant that needed help so bad that when he got there, the people that helped him, he began to attack them. This is the system in which you're dealing with today. He had to have about 13 cops try to take him down because the European government in the UK wanted to rehabilitate this man. So they disarmed the police. Do you see how the migrants are treating the police in Germany? I mean, that's all you have to do is look at Janet Merkel, friends, who is the prime minister, who slaps her flag and says that Germany belongs to Islam. Nothing new under the sun. And by the way, guess who Germany and France and the UK are taking orders from, friends? Your government. Your governments. Wow, this is just crazy. It sounds a lot like Adolf Hitler, doesn't it? Yes, it does. This is the Hitler. This is Hitler's regime being rolled out on a global scale. And I have said to you for years, friends, ISIS is nothing but a created monster. And it's the Third Reich, friends. And what are they doing? They're using it to what? Take down countries. And notice that when terror attacks are brought forward, they're commenced. They're brought through. Isn't it interesting how the said representatives will condemn the crime, but not the people that are responsible for the crime? You need to wake up, America. You need to wake up. In Germany, police are powerless and disarmed. Violent attacks against German police by refugees have reached epidemic proportions. And Angela Merkel's suicide open door migration policy is to blame for the police and the violence. No, no, it isn't. No. It's the people of Germany in the 80 million ratio that tolerate Angela Merkel. That's who's, isn't that the great wonder of the age, America? How you let one person or a small group of people lead you to destruction, and instead of the masses dealing with the corrupt, you let them take you to hell and destroy everything. Hey, let me say this. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. Wake up. We serve Christ. There is no king but King Jesus. I also wanted to let you know, on a positive note, in Germany and in France and in the UK, people now with their backs up against the wall because they didn't want to pay attention to guys like me, like Tommy Robinson, and the list goes on, until it was too late. German citizens are now rising up against the lying press. They're rising up against the likes of Merkel, Angela Merkel, and her state-controlled media that puts a fake positive spin on anything related to the refugee invasion. And it's not about immigration, friends. It is a slow takeover. It is biblically called a siege. It is an invasion. And if you dare dissent in Germany, the media will label you as a Nazi when they're the ones that are the Nazis. Accuse the other side for what you're guilty of. Folks, they mean to snuff out anybody that speaks out against their crimes. It's time for you in America to open your mouth and begin to speak out against the crimes of those found in the media, those found behind the media, and the players, the useful idiots in your government. See, folks, these people don't realize that these useful idiots that are giving way to policies that are destroying this country, they're the first ones taken out once a totalitarian government has its free way. They put everybody else that went along and didn't do anything to stop them. Guess what? They went right along with them. And God, be it far from us in this country that that may ever happen. Let's stand up because we can do this. Love you by what we do. Talk to you. See ya.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.